Good morning, everyone. Thank you for listening. My name's Holly Tanner, and I'm here with
Justin Weaver.
And you're listening to Something to Talk About.
Our next guest we have here is Craig Renner. Craig is here representing the Hudson Moose Lodge. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Justin. Good morning, Holly. Morning. Thanks for having me in.
Thanks for coming in.
Looking handsome as always.
Yes. As always, I do. Thank you.
More class for our show.
That's right. So let's just talk about a little bit. Let's talk about the Moose Lodge recently has been in the Register Star. They are now finding themselves without a home, without their lodge that they've been in for many years. Let's just go into that. But first, before you do that, let's talk about your involvement with the Moose and how long you've been a member of the Moose.
Well, I'm the prelate at the Moose Lodge, and I've been in that position for approximately 5 years. And a prelate is like a chaplain in any other organization. Difference being, although the Moose Lodge and Moose organization does use a Christian Bible in their ceremonies, it's also non-denominational, interdenominational. So we don't want to put too much of a religious aspect on my title. It's more of a spiritual leader than a religious leader in the organization.
So nobody's going to walk in and find everybody on mats on their knees praying?
Absolutely not. But if you did want to put mat down and pray, it's fine. Yeah, we're all inclusive of all religions, all beliefs. Anyone is welcome at the Moose Lodge.
Well, that I can totally attest for that, being a gay person here in Hudson and a drag queen. The local Hudson Moose Lodge has embraced Gargantua Jones fully by providing me with a float. And if you want to talk a little bit about that, what you've done with Hudson Pride and being involved in Hudson Pride and the parade.
Right. Yeah, the Hudson Moose Lodge does support the LGBT community, and not only them, but anyone. As I said, everyone of all race, color, religion, sexual orientation is welcome at our lodge. Mm-hmm. Every year for the past 4 years, the lodge has sponsored Gargantua's float in the Hudson Pride Parade, and we'll have a float committee form a couple of weeks or months in advance, and we'll try and plan what we want to have on the float. We'll work to get the decorations together. We'll work to have local businesses donate decorations or signage for the float. And then the morning of the float decorating of the parade, we'll get together with the float decorating committee and meet in the Moose Lodge parking lot and put all the beautiful decorations up. And it's usually a pretty good, fun morning. It's early and it's hot, but it's always been a fun time.
And it's a lot of work, and I would not have anything to float down the all of Warren Street if it weren't for all these people that actually get
Absolutely.
Together and do this for me. So much love and gratitude goes to you and everybody at the Moose Lodge.
Well, we appreciate what you've done for us. One of the things that Moose is very good at is partnering with local charities or local groups or organizations for their benefit and for our benefit. As Justin mentioned recently, we've been having some problems with our rental of the space we've been in for almost 40 years. And Justin did several fundraisers for us as Gargantua, and in turn, we promoted his participation in the float. And we do that with a lot of local charities. We work together with them to raise funds for both them and for ourselves at the same time.
Yeah, I was going to say, talk about some of the other community involvement that the Moose Lodge has taken place in over the years.
Yeah, there's a few things we do every year, and one of the things is, throughout the course of the year, we'll have fundraisers for Thanksgiving, and what we'll do on Thanksgiving is take the monies we've raised throughout the year for this purpose, and we'll purchase turkey dinners, a turkey and a complete dinner. The last year that we did it, we raised enough money to purchase 17 complete Thanksgiving turkey dinners, and we give that food to the First Presbyterian Church, and they in turn donate that to needy families in the community. They get the food prepared and out to them. Something we also do every year is the Children's Christmas Party. Again, throughout the year, we'll hold fundraisers, raffles, 50-50s, parties, things like that, and we'll collect money to buy presents, and we'll have a Christmas party for needy children in the community and also for all of the Moose members' families who want to come.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually something we weren't able to do this year because the funds weren't there for it. We had other things that we were trying to get caught up on, and
right.
Membership has been down and donations have been down. Also during the summers, several times during the summer, we'll hold barbecues and we'll charge our members a nominal fee to come and have the barbecue, but we also invite our neighbors from the next door nursing home for free to come and eat and enjoy the food. So that's beneficial to them, and it also helps the Moose Lodge out. And we talk about the local things that we do, but on the grand scale, nationally and internationally, Moose's main charitable function is to run a place called Moose Heart. And Moose Heart is a what they would have called an orphanage years ago, and they did call an orphanage years ago, but it's so much more than that now. It's a residential child care facility, and it's 1,000 acres near Chicago, Illinois. And it's a home for children and teens who are in need from infancy right up through high school. And they provide every need that the children need, from food, clothing, to education, schooling, activities. It's really a city close to Chicago that takes care of all these children. And the majority of the money we raise in our local lodges goes to support that Moose Heart program. And there's also Moose Haven, which is a retirement community for retired Moose members down in Florida, and that's the other charitable national organization that we run.
So you've mentioned Moose Heart. We should also mention that the administrator of the Hudson Moose Lodge is Mike Tiano, the governor.
He's the administrator.
He's the administrator. Yes. And he has been for how many years?
Probably 17 years.
I was going to say since the beginning of time.
It may be longer than that. He's been there a long time. And if it weren't for Mike, I really don't think that the Moose Lodge would have been open as long as it has.
I agree.
Mike, first of all, is a paid staff member. He's an administrator, and he has not collected his salary since the day he took the job. He donates the money right back into the organization.
Wow.
There's also been so many times where a bill has come to be paid, whether it's a gas bill, an electric bill, the rent, where the lodge did not have the money to pay the bill, and Mike will reach into his own pocket each and every time and pay that money to whatever organization or company needs the money from the Moose Lodge, and he's never asked for any of that money back.
Right.
When our TV broke, our big screen TV that we use on Monday and Sunday night footballs broke, he reached into his own pocket and purchased TVs for us.
Wow.
I can't even begin to talk about all the times Mike has done that for the lodge.
Yeah, he defines Moose Heart, and he defines what the whole organization's about, love and, you know, just being there for each other and being there for the members and being there for the community. I mean, without him, like Craig said, I don't believe that the Moose would have existed this long.
Wow.
And to see the Moose in the position it's in now, to lose the home that, you know, and he is my uncle. I should put that out there, Uncle Mike. To see him in a position right now where he doesn't have his home. That's really his home. It's kind of heartbreaking. So when we were just talking about Moose Heart, do you think there's a possibility that Moose Heart, does Moose Heart know about this, first of all, that the local Hudson Moose has lost their building? And do you think Moose Heart, is there any way that Moose Heart could help out in finding all of us? I'm also a Moose member. Finding us a new home, preferably in the city of Hudson. That's probably where we want to be, right?
Well, Moose International has been very supportive of us. Moose International is our parent organization, and they're the national organization that runs the Moose Lodges and Moose Heart. So Moose International, they've had a representative at our meetings, almost every meeting for the last several months. They've been, as I mentioned earlier, we do have a debt to Moose International. We owe them about $7,000 from past bills, from insurance payments, and things that we haven't been able to make in the past. And they've been very lenient with us in working payment schedules out for us for the money that we're supposed to be sending to them that we sometimes don't have. So, but they're also very limited on what they can do for us. They can do that, and they do that. But they're in the position of helping the Moose Heart organization, and it's our job to support them. It's not their job to support us. And as I said, they've been very lenient and helpful with us.
How many members do you currently have?
We have approximately 80 members right now. Of those 80 members, there's probably 20 who are a good solid core group that come in and support our activities.
Yeah. It's hard to find people volunteer.
And that's what I was just going to say. The main reason the Moose Lodge is failing the way it is now is not only because we're losing our lease, which we did, and we're looking for a home, is it's difficult to find people who want to come in and volunteer. And that's what it is. It's not just a fraternal organization to come in and have a beer or whatever.
Right.
Right.
It's a volunteer organization, and
right,
the members and the officers need to want to come in and be dedicated volunteers to organize fundraisers, to organize functions and events for the membership, and to go out and foster these relationships in the community with other charitable organizations. And right now there's very few people in our lodge that are doing that. And
right,
that's what we need more of. We need people who want to be dedicated volunteers and go out and make these relationships.
Right. Is there an age limit? Like, do you have to be a certain age to be a Moose?
Yes, you have to be 18 years 18. Old to be a Moose okay. member. And also, right now, there's only a Moose Lodge, which is men. We right. used to have a Moose chapter, which is women. Unfortunately, that chapter closed many years ago, again, due to lack of participation. And when I say lack of participation, it's at one point we had 500 members
right.
at that lodge.
Wow.
And over the years, older people pass on, older mm-hmm. people retire, move away. And it's difficult for us to draw in the younger people to replace them. So right. that's where part of our challenge is.
Right, right.
Now, about the women's chapter, if we were to find a new home for the Moose Lodge and bring the women's chapter back, would Gargantua be eligible to be a part of the women's chapter?
Great question.
That would be a very good question. And I'm sure that Lodge 1184 locally would be welcoming of right. Gargantua. I don't know how Moose International would feel
right.
about it, but I'm again, they've worked with us a lot in
it's
the
actually,
past.
We kind of laugh about it, but it is it a is, question
it is.
That,
I mean,
you know.
Well, now there's, a, I mean, the light has been shed on transgender,
right.
and, you know, I think, well, especially for the local Moose Lodge, I don't know about how all the other Moose Lodges across the nation are, but this Moose Lodge has been so welcoming and accepting.
Right.
I'm sure anybody of any, you know, origin or, you know, whatever situation they're
identity,
whatever
yes,
identity. Yeah. Yeah. That would be welcome. So
sure. Very nice. Now your space currently or the one you're being, you know, you're leaving
from, yeah.
Is quite large, isn't it? Do you need what size?
Yeah. It's
space?
It's a very big facility. We have a what they call social quarters, which is a bar, which has about 30 seats at it. And then
uh-huh.
we can set up additional seating for about 50 people. In addition to that, adjacently, there's a banquet hall where we could serve 200 or 300 people, depending on the setup of the room.
Yeah.
And we also have a full-service kitchen there. We are looking for space now. And getting back to the financial aspect of it, part
sure.
of our problem is we don't have any money in the bank now. When we lost our lease, we had to move out. We had to pay off all of our bills to Central Hudson
sure,
and all
sure.
the purveyors. And that left us with no money in the bank and about $1,000 in outstanding bills to local utilities. So the problem we have in looking for a place is finding someone who would be welcoming to us without a security deposit and being able to work with us in the first month rent to maybe a payment plan or a deferred payment of some sort. And the other thing I wanted to mention is we've been in the building where we are for almost 40 years, and that building's in Greenport.
Mm-hmm.
And the membership really would love to find a place in Hudson where the Hudson Moose Lodge, we've been the Hudson Moose Lodge for over 100 years. We had our 100-year anniversary last year, and that was pretty exciting. And we would like to come back into the city of Hudson. I want to give out our email address. It's
great.
lodge1184@mooseunits.org. Again, it's lodge1184@mooseunits.org.
Great.
And if anyone is aware of a building or a facility that is looking to rent to a charitable organization, even if it's another charitable organization that we could partnership in fundraising and events like that,
right.
we would love to hear from you. Or if you wanted to volunteer or become a member, we'd love to hear from you
nice.
Also. Right now, we're currently meeting at La Concordora in Catskill. They graciously allowed us to meet there until we find a new home.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Now, do you have any fundraisers planned or anything in the works?
Right this minute, we don't. We've been focusing on closing the chapter, getting our equipment moved out and put into storage, paying
okay.
off our old bills. We had to notify the liquor authority about a liquor license. So that's
right.
the whole time that we have to volunteer has been spent on closing up the lodge right now.
Yeah, okay.
It's been kind of emotional for everybody to see, you know, things come out, you know, when it...
When you're cleaning up. Yeah,
right.
It's
kind of a divorce. It's kind of a breakup,
right.
but there's always light at the end of the tunnel.
And just
right.
getting back to Uncle Mike for a second,
yeah.
you mentioned time before, and I want to say Uncle Mike, as we all call
yeah.
him affectionately.
Even if he's not your uncle,
right.
he's Uncle Mike. Everybody knows him as Uncle Mike.
He has been at that lodge every single day,
mm-hmm.
Sunday, every
yeah.
day, holidays, for the last 17 years that I know of, probably longer before that. In the 5 years that I've been there, I know he's missed 2 days because he was extremely ill.
Mm-hmm.
He is there day and night from open to close.
And
it's
we
amazing.
Should also say that he would have been here today, but he is suffering from gout and his legs are kind of bad. So we wish that you were here, Uncle Mike. We know you're listening. We love you. We hope you get well soon. Also, we should also say that he's a humongous animal lover. Talk about his cats.
Yeah, anyone who visits the Moose Lodge knows that we have no mice. And the reason for that is outside we have, depending on the year, anywhere from 7 to 15 cats, and I would call them feral cats, but Mike has tamed them.
Yes, it's unbelievable.
He
oh, that's
feeds
great.
Them and takes care of them, and it's really great to have all the cats out in the yard there, and it's fun to see Mike interact with them. They're the only ones. He's the only one they trust.
Yeah, and he makes sure that they're all they get their shots. He calls up Animal Kind, and Animal Kind comes out and takes care of the stray cats.
Oh, great!
And makes sure that all the cats are healthy, even though they live wild, and
that can
he
happen.
Feeds them every day. So. Yeah, hopefully the cats will follow us to a Hudson location.
Yeah, what will happen with the cats?
Well, I know a dog would, but I don't know if a cat would. See, this is why I don't really care for cats.
How many are there?
Right now there's about 9, and I'm betting Mike is going over there every day to feed them.
Yeah, I hope that continues. But there are, cat colonies around where people take care of them and stuff.
Oh, and I just wanted, did you know that currently most moose are found in Canada, Alaska, Scandinavia, and Russia?
You're talking about animal moose.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay.
And they're the moose.
New Hampshire, Maine.
The moose's mating season is in the autumn and can lead to spectacular fights between males competing for a female.
That happens at the Moose Lodge as well.
Not when I'm bartending. I'd throw that out there.
But there's no, we talked about this earlier, there's no secret handshake, right?
There is not a secret handshake.
No. And but there is.
And if there was, I wouldn't tell you about it because it's a secret.
It's a secret.
Yeah.
You have to be
Hello,
a member. Yes, this is true.
So we've pretty much touched on things that, you know, that we need to find. And if anybody knows of any building, that would be great. Is there anything else that the community can do to help besides helping us locate a building?
Absolutely. They can become knowledgeable about Moose. They can go onto Moose International's website and see what Moose is all about. They can support Moose financially or volunteering, things like that. All the information is on the Moose website, which is www.mooseinternational.org.
And can they contact you directly on Facebook or Uncle Mike on Facebook? Or
they can. We have a website on Facebook, and it's Hudson, New York, Lodge 1184.
Right.
So if you search that on Facebook, you'll find...
Yes, and also on my page, if you go to my page, Justin Weaver, on Facebook, you will go to Hudson, New York Moose, I think. Or if you just type in Moose in the search section, the Moose Lodge page will come up.
Right. And so you talked about the current location that you're transitioning from, but do you need that size space, or you're looking for about anything at this point?
Right, like, now, we're looking for something that preferably would have a kitchen or an area that we could set up as a bar. And again, we're not a bar, but most of our charitable functions revolve around
social,
food and beverage,
sure,
and social activities. So, and that's one benefit for anyone who would be welcoming us into their building. We have a liquor license, and we would be more than willing to host functions for your organization,
mm-hmm,
and partnership to raise funds and awareness for your organization as well as our own organization. So ideally, a location where we could set up our bar and kitchen with social quarters that would hold 50 people or so would be great. Something bigger would be fabulous, but we're not trying to wish too big at this point.
Right. Okay. That's
well,
good.
And a shout out to Mayor Hollenbeck. I know that he's been trying to come up with a solution here too. So, thank you to him, and thank you to everybody out there who is who's offered any kind of help in these last couple months during the situation. We all appreciate it, and the Hudson Moose Lodge appreciates it. I know you do. Too, Craig.
Absolutely. We're very appreciative of all the help we've always gotten from the community and the community members.
Great.
Can I just say you have a wonderful radio voice?
Why, thank you.
You can
do also. Maybe we should do a show together.
Well, I was going to say you can't come on because it rivals mine.
But the two of us together would knock them dead every day.
Now, no cutting women out again. Wait a minute here, all right, you moose people.
They don't call us moose for nothing, honey.
Oh, well, thanks. Any parting thoughts, Craig, that you want to
again, our email address is lodge1184@mooseunits.org. And if anyone wants any more information, they can email me at that email address, and I'll get any information out to them that they request.
That's great.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for taking your time and coming in. And the kids were fabulous. There were some visitors listening in.
Yes.
So they
I have my kids here with me, Marlon and Jalen. They're sitting out in the waiting room, and they've
very
been
good.
Very well behaved.
Absolutely. Anytime. That's great. Well, thanks for coming in. We're going to take a quick break. You are listening to Something to Talk About with Justin and Holly on 90.7 WGXC.